Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Welcome to the What You Next podcast. In this podcast, your host, Lori Amin, will interview published authors to chat about their work, journey to getting published, and their book recommendations. If you share a passion for books and always looking for your next read, then join us. Hi, Chantel. Welcome to What You Next podcast.
Thank you for having me.
So happy to have you here. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I am the author of 7 novels, and my latest is called Instamom, and it is coming out this summer, and I am super excited to be talking about it with you.
Awesome. So talk to us about Instamom. What is the elevator pitch?
It is the story of Kit Kidding, who is proudly child-free. She has built her entire career of being around being child-free by choice. And that has translated into paid brand partnerships on Instagram as an influencer showing her child-free life. And she really is the spokesperson, though, for women who choose not to have children and everything that goes along with that. And so when she meets Will, a hot chef, she has a one-night stand with him. She thinks he is very sexy. And then she learns that he is a single dad. So in a word, it's a deal breaker.
So, what was the research process of getting the influencer world, you know, and childless by choice? Is like, you know, that's like a niche market that I go for. So I understand, you know.
So for years, I actually thought I would be a child-free by choice. I was married to someone. We had decided we weren't going to have children. I had just never had that urge to be a mom the way, you know, so many women say they have. And so I just thought, okay, I guess it's not for me. So flash forward years, I am single again, and I met a man who had 2 children. And so I had to reevaluate sort of my life and what I wanted. So that's a little bit of the inspiration behind the story of going to talk about that. So for me, I had actually thought, you know what, I think I do want to have children. So obviously that's why I was single again and just like thinking about that. But I thought, what if a woman just knew she was child-free by choice and she had built her career around it? Because that would be so interesting to look at. It's not just a personal decision she would make when she meets someone. It would be everything that is out there, especially if she's an Instagram influencer. So on the Instagram influencer side, I do a lot of morning television as a beauty expert. So for years I did that. And with that came some social media brand partnerships on Instagram. So I got a little glimpse into that, but I would also just go to tons of launches for new products. And as coming sort of from the traditional journalist, like I went to journalism school, I was a magazine editor, and then I transitioned into TV and then a little bit online. And then the social media came after that. I would go to these events, like thinking with my, you know, a little bit of a hard news hat on, like, okay, this is a new skin cream. Well, what are the ingredients? And I remember going to an event and there was a theme for it. I realized when I arrived at the event, everything was purple and black. There were purple and black balloons everywhere. People were dressed in purple and black. I was not. There was nothing on my invitation that said wear purple and black. And I saw a photographer. You know, I saw many photographers, and oftentimes events have photographers, and I saw one and he was sort of motioning to me, and I thought, oh, okay, like he wants to take my picture, because they often will just take pictures of who at the event so that it, like, you know, they can do a report afterwards to the brand. This is all I thought. And he was not motioning to take my picture. He was motioning for me to get out of the picture. And he had been hired by an influencer to take her picture at the event. And as I looked around, I saw these influencers were paid to be at the event. They were dressed in the colors of the event. They were holding the balloons so that they would get these perfect shots for Instagram. And I thought, whoa, I have entered a new reality. And like, I am just not one of these people. I am probably 15 years too old to be one of these people. And I'm not cool. And but what I thought was, oh, this is fascinating. And I had it in the back of my head, never like knowing what to do with that, except for kind of like, say, tell my friends about this. But then when I was writing Instamom, I thought, oh, that is a scene that is going to work in this book. So it kind of all turned around and became this like great inspiration.
Oh my gosh. I love this. I love the fact that you got inspired with something you stumble upon, you know, over the other world, like stumble upon this world of Instagram influencers going to an event. And that's like next level. Like, you know, this is the behind the scenes of the perfect, you know, Instagram picture.
Yeah. Right. And it's so true because it is the job for people too. So as much as I thought, oh, wow, like nobody paid me to come to this event, what I also realized is like, I could leave when I wanted to leave and nobody really cared. And these people were paid to be there. And their photos need to be perfect. And the points in the text in the photo, like below it, that also needs to be pre-approved by the brand. Mm-hmm. So I thought that's a really interesting look too, because I think all of us can have an Instagram account. And so it's a very accessible platform. So when you see somebody with these perfectly curated photos, it's hard not to compare and be like, why don't mine look like that? Like, I didn't curl my hair today. Like, I have no makeup on. And like, you feel bad about yourself. But what you don't realize is like a lot of those photos were all taken on the same day with outfit changes by a professional photographer. And then they were edited by somebody else or the influencer. Many influencers are very talented in shooting their own video and editing. But they're doing that because it is their job. That is their income. So I also think it's like when I was writing the book, you didn't even ask me this, but I wanted to say that, like, I think that I wanted to sort of delve into that because I think it can feel really lonely on social media, and we can often really get into this whole comparing ourselves. And I wanted to sort of maybe shed a little light on that, that it's a job for many people. So maybe that makes you feel better when, you know, you don't have to put your hair and do your hair and makeup every day.
Yeah, it is a job. Like, they have to go through levels of rounds of approvals. Like, any sponsor content needs to be approved by multiple people. Like, it's not as simple as like, oh, I took a picture, like sponsor content. And, like, they go through contracts, they go through like legal lease and all the fun stuff that you got to deal with. And even the things they recommend, they might have gone through rounds of testing and trials and all those different things. So it is a job. Mm-hmm. Not as simple as saying, like, I'm just going to be an Instagram influencer today.
Exactly.
So, interesting. So you've been writing, you have some books out. What led you to start writing? Were you a writer growing up? Like, did you want to be a writer? Like, what was the inspiration for that?
Yes, I always wanted to be a writer. Like, I always knew that was the dream job, is to be an author. Like, as a teen in the summer, I would write many novels. They are all in drawers. And it wasn't until I sort of had gone through journalism school and I was working as a beauty editor at Elle, the beauty and fashion magazine, and still really wanting to write that novel, that I set myself a goal. And I came home every night after work, after writing article after article during the day, and kept writing at night, but switched it to fiction. And finally, you know, that book became my first book, which is called Stuck in Downward Dog. And then that became the start of actually being a published author.
I love this. And so what kind of books do you gravitate in terms of reading? Do you read within your genre? Do you read something else? Like, you know?
Yeah. I love rom-com. So I love that it's having really a heyday as a genre right now. And I think for a long time, I was craving that sort of book that is romantic, but it's also really funny, but there is also some depth to it. So I always seek that out in what I'm reading, but I also read everything. So I read nonfiction, and right now I am reading Finley Donovan is Killing It, which is... it's a mystery, but sort of on that same sort of genre, but it's kind of rom-com and it's funny. And so I think like, I like to pick a diverse kind of group, but I would say I definitely gravitate towards the rom-com genre.
Yeah, I'm all about rom-coms. So today I'm like in a reading rut. Today, but most of the time I read rom-coms. They're just fun. Like, I think there's something to be said about like knowing that the ending's going to be happy. That's not going to be like someone's going to die or anything like that. You know, like I feel like that works for me, you know?
Yeah. I mean, definitely I love other stories. You know, and maybe they're more realistic, but, and they sit with you as well, maybe when they're not a happy ending, but there is something about the happy ending. And even though you know that, okay, they're going to end up together, the getting there is the fun part, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, what has been a book that you have read that you can't stop recommending? You're like, oh my gosh, everyone should read this book.
Yeah, I would say so. This Finley Donovan is Killing It that I'm reading right now. I'm like telling people already, and I'm not even finished it. And I think that there is a sequel to it, or I don't know, maybe it's going to become a series, but I don't want to know because I'm still in the first one. I think because you know what I love about it is that it's like the Janet Ivanovich books. What's her main character? Stephanie Plum. Mm-hmm. And so like those are basically the same kind of book. Like it's kind of a rom-com. It's very funny, but she's also solving a mystery and she's like the unexpected heroine and not really expected to solve the mysteries. So I think that's really fun. I also, I really loved Emily Henry's latest, The People We Meet on Vacation. And I just read The Unhoneymooners by Christina Lauren, which was also really great.
Yeah, those are great recommendations. Yeah, Finley Donovan, there's going to be a second book coming out. So
exciting.
Yeah, that is very exciting. I know. It's been on my TBR. Like, it's like, it's buzz about, like, it's a book that I'll probably enjoy just because it's like, it has like a mixed genre with it.
Yeah.
So I think that sounds like a good idea. So thank you for the recommendation because I'm adding it to my TBR. So what has been the process of writing during the pandemic? Has it been any easier, any harder? Like, you know.
Yeah, that's a great question. So I remember, so I finished writing InstaMom before the pandemic hit. And it was right in the beginning of the pandemic. I may have done a revision or something in it, but that part, I think it must have not been that. I mean, I was sort of in a daze. Like I thought my kids were going to be home for 2 weeks. And then I remember that like we went to auction with the book and my agent like calling me and I was like locking myself in the bedroom. And I probably shouldn't say this, but like we had like all my nieces and nephews over because like my sister-in-law and I were just like, what are we going to do? And it was before everyone was like, you must not touch or go near anybody else. We were sort of like, throw all the children together. And they had like this massive sleepovers for like weeks on end in like one room. There was like six kids. And we had gotten a puppy. And like, I just remember being like everything is chaos. And I was like trying to have a conversation being like, I think this is like a life-changing moment happening right now. And like, I want to be like sipping a cocktail on a beach and like relishing in the fact that my book is actually being bought by multiple publishers. And I was basically like trying to hear her over like screaming and dog barking and like being like, what's happening? Like, okay, like whatever. That sounds great. Like, so I think that made it though so exciting because it really marked the pandemic. Like, and then everything we did, like I've never met my New York editor or any of the publicity team for my American publisher or the Canadian publisher. I have met my editor once before at Taylor Jenkins Reid's book launch in Toronto. So years before like she ever became my editor, but like, we never got any of those times together. So that's been so crazy. And then I've spent the past year coming up with an idea and writing my next book, which is on a contract for them. So that has been hard because I think you probably know, like in talking to other authors too, like you need sort of that headspace to be able to just not think about anything else. And so that's been tricky, even though it's funny because I would say that most people would say the pandemic has been so solitary, but I think probably if you live alone, it would have been so lonely. And I know some friends who that was an escape, like getting to just read a, you know, write a book. For me though, it has been an escape too, but it's been tricky to write, but it's also been such a great thing to just focus on.
I think it's like, it's just tricky. There's so many disruptions. There's so many stuff. There's anxiety. There's just like, we're just unsure what's going to happen. How's it going to fare? Like, you know, and so it's okay to be, that it's not easy. You know, it's okay that you're like, okay, like it's not as easy as just writing a new book. Like you're going through a traumatic event. Like it's okay, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And for it, you know, tell us where you can find you online.
You can follow me on most social media platforms at Chantal Gertin. And my website is chantalgertin.com. And I mostly spend my time updating on Instagram, I would say.
I love it. You're being an Insta mom. Yeah. I love this. Thank you, Chantal, for being on the show.
Oh, thank you so much. This has been great.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. Today's episode's partner is Libre FM. If you're an audiobook listener, then you should add Libre FM as your go-to source for paid audiobooks. Libre FM makes it possible for you to buy audiobooks through your local bookstore. Memberships start at $14.95, and they also have great sales for women's audiobooks each month for $3.99, thanks to the Kiss Club. To sign up for Libre FM, please visit whattoreadnextblog.com/LibreFM. You will receive a free audiobook when you sign up for a monthly subscription. If you purchase a subscription through our link, you will be supporting the podcast at no cost to you. The What to Read Next podcast is part of the Frolic Podcast Network. Please visit frolic.media/podcast to discover new shows to tune in. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whattoreadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.